As the pro-independence camp asked people to converge at famous Lal Chowk or Red Square on Friday to protest the misuse of power by Indian security forces in the troubled Himalayan region, the Indian authorities have clamped curfew in almost entire Kashmir Valley to avoid further nuisance. Officials, while talking to Press TV on phone, said the major towns and cities will remain under curfew on Friday, keeping in view the sensitivity of the issue, as well as to avoid protests and further deaths. People, however, defied restrictions and took to streets at different places. Police used smoke shells and pallets, causing many injuries. The problem started earlier on Thursday after Indian border guards opened fire on people protesting the sacrilege of Holy Quran in village of Ramban district of Jammu region. The security crackdown resulted in several deaths and dozens of injuries.
During night prayers, the border security forces entered the mosque asking us to close down the loudspeakers, and they torn the pages of Quran with no offense from us. We went to report it to local police station. They told us to come in the morning to report it. As we all were marching towards police station, on the way BSF camp indiscriminately opened fire on us.
However, the border forces deny they entered the Islamic seminary or desecrated the Holy Quran. Both the Indian Home Ministry and the state government have ordered probe into the matter, but the role of Indian security forces have once again come under stern criticism since New Delhi is not ready to revoke the Armed Forces Special Powers Act. The much-debated and controversial law gives greater powers or what rights groups call impunity to Indian forces.
It is a problem between hostile army and a hostile population. A hostile army is equipped with arms and protected by laws like Armed Forces Special Powers Act and other legislations, whereas population is without arms and it is trying to protect its identity. So these types of clashes often arise and maximum losses are suffered by masses.
Authorities are fearful that such incidents may spark fresh wave of unrest like that of 2008 and 2010 that rocked Indian-controlled Kashmir, resulting into deaths of over 200 civilians. In the wake of fresh tensions, authorities have also locked down all the pro-independence leaders who had given calls for mass rallies in the valley.
Despite the fact Indian authorities have condemned the killings and described them as deplorable and unjustified, people in the region consider official probes as mere eyewash because so far such inquiries have yielded no results and further alienated people of Kashmir. Shahanabad, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.